Once upon a time,
there was a fat chief named Marvin that was joking.
There was a fat hunk of cheese named Marvin.
Seriously?
Sure, that's exactly what I was going to say. How did you know?
Really? What were you really going to say?
Marvin was a self-conscious piece of cheese because he had a bunch of holes in him. And all the other cheeses he knew were skinny little slices, or they were twisty sticks.
What twisty sticks?
Oh, those little
cheese strings.
Cheese twists or whatever.
Yeah.
But he had these big holes in them. You could see right through them. He was felt really weird about it. He didn't know anybody like him. Swiss. Who went to the cheese doctor?
Swiss?
He was Swiss, yeah.
I love Swiss cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He went to the cheese doctor, and he said, "What can we do about these holes? They look ridiculous." And the cheese doctor said,
"They're natural.
My son, they're
it's
natural.
Like freckles.
They're natural. They're part of you in your heritage. Your people are from Switzerland. You're Swiss cheese. You should be proud of it and embrace it." But Martin didn't feel proud of it. He felt frustrated. He said, "No, I want you to fill them up with something." And the doctor said, "I suppose we could plaster over them with cream cheese. But I don't know that that would look a lot better." And he said, "Whatever it takes, Doc, just do it. Gotta get rid of these holes. You gotta make me a solid piece of cheese. ASAP." So,
"No, you'll pay me back as soon as possible."
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Was that from a show?
Yep. Fuller House.
So.
Fuller House, ta-da-da.
The doctor went to work. Filled all his holes with cream cheese. Send him on his way. Martin looked in the mirror and thought, "Oh yeah, now I'm solid cheese. Look out, ladies." He went strutting on his way to school. He was like, "Hey everybody, hey, what's up? What's up, yo?" And all the people were whispering, "What's up with him? What's up with Martin? Why has he got a whole bunch of cream cheese squished in him? This is really weird." Everybody was buzzing at Martin and was figuring they were going like, "Hey, look how awesome Martin looks." But really, they were like,
"Ew."
Saying, "What the heck? Just how strange is that?" So finally, one of Martin's best friends came up to him and said, "Martin." And Martin said, "Yeah, what's up, buddy?" And he said, "What's with the cream cheese?"
What you have to
have too. I know, but I can't all bash your face. So Martin's like, "Yeah, it's cool, right? You like it? I'm just like you guys, solid cheese, yo." He's like, "Yeah, but Martin, you're Swiss cheese, man. That was cool." He's like, "What do you mean it was cool? I'm full of holes. It looked ridiculous." Like, "No, you look like Swiss cheese, and that's pretty cool and exotic." "Like, really? Are you serious?" "Like, yeah. Well, I don't know who this cream cheese guy is that you got squished in you, but I don't know that he's going to be that happy about it either." And the cream cheese goes, "Yeah, I'm not feeling this." And Martin's like, "Wait a second. Hey, everybody. What do you think of my new look?" And I was like, "I don't know, man." He's like, "Okay. Everybody who likes my new look, put up your hand."
Nobody.
He's like, "Honestly? You guys liked the holes?" And they're all like, "Yeah, woo, Martin, Swissy. What's up, Swiss y'all?" was like, oh my gosh, okay. So he raced back to the doctor. He's like, you got to get this cream cheese out of me. The doctor said, yeah, I know. So I told you. Being different isn't necessarily being worse. It's just being different. It's unique. It's interesting. Oh. Alright. So, squished all the cream cheese out of him, put the cream cheese back in the tub. Cream cheese said, thanks, man. That was a weird day. And Martin said, thanks, cream cheese. I really appreciate the contribution. But as it turns out, I'm just going to be me. So then he strutted to school with even more confidence. And as soon as he got there, he said, yeah, what's up, Martin, Martin. Everybody was cheering for him because they realized that he needed some self-esteem. He needed to feel good about himself. Because everybody needs to feel good about themselves sometimes. That's nice to help someone out. The